From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled Rahab, A Picture of Salvation by Grace Through Faith, part of his series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection, Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If thou wouldst enjoy the eminent grace of the full assurance of faith under the blessed Spirit's influence and assistance, do what the Scripture tells thee. Give diligence. Take care that thy faith is of the right kind, that it is not mere belief of doctrine, but a simple faith, depending on Christ and on Christ alone. Give diligent heed to thy courage. Plead with God that He would give thee the face of a lion, that thou mayest, with a consciousness of right, go on boldly. Study well the Scriptures, and get knowledge, for a knowledge of doctrine will tend very much to confirm faith. Try to understand God's Word. Let it dwell in thy heart richly. When thou hast done this, add to thy knowledge temperance. Take heed to thy body. Be temperate without. Take heed to thy soul. Be temperate within. Get temperance of lip, life, heart, and thought. Add to this, by God's Holy Spirit, patience. Ask Him to give thee that patience which endureth affliction, which, when it is tried, shall come forth as gold. Array yourself with patience, that you may not murmur nor be depressed in your afflictions. When that grace is won, look to godliness. Godliness is something more than religion. Make God's glory your object in life. Live in His sight. Dwell close to Him. Seek for fellowship with Him, and thou hast godliness, and to that add brotherly love. Have a love to all the saints, and add to that a charity which openeth its arms to all men and loves their souls. When you are adorned with these jewels, and just in proportion as you practice these heavenly virtues, will you come to know by clearest evidence your calling and election. Give diligence, if you would get assurance, for lukewarmness and doubting very naturally go hand in hand.
Rejoicing in your grace. In the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ presented a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land, the apparent powerlessness of our churches, cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in the urgent need to pray, let The Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, a humble attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union of God's people in extraordinary prayer for the revival of religion and advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and revival power. That power is still available for those who will seriously seek it. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615, and ask for Edwards on Prayer. The address again is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. Prior to the battle for Jericho, Joshua had dispatched two spies to search out the city's defenses. The harlot Rahab hid them from the pursuers and confessed that the city was in great fear because of what God had already done for Israel. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is drawing parallels between Rahab's coming to trust in Israel's God and the way the Lord works in the hearts of sinners to bring them to salvation in Christ. The first step for Rahab and for every lost soul is the recognition of being under the condemnation of God, which results in the conviction of sin. Then the convicted sinner must trust in the cleansing power of the blood of Christ, symbolized by the scarlet thread Rahab placed in her window. Her trust was not disappointed, for God saw to it that the forces of Israel could not mistake the location of her house on the wall. Likewise, the hopes of those who rest in Christ for salvation will never be disappointed. Now here is Dr. Cairns to continue this message, Rahab, a picture of salvation by grace through faith.
Men and women, let's understand this today. Our trust is in the promise of God. That promise is set before us in the scarlet line of the precious, precious blood of Jesus. And that scarlet line expresses our hope. It certainly expressed the hope of Rahab as the forces of divine judgment approached Jericho. Rahab's confidence, Rahab's only hope, was not that her part of the wall was stronger. It was not that she had so many soldiers around about her. It was not that she had hidden the spies. It was not that she had done anything. There was only one thing that gave her hope. There's a scarlet line in the window. If they take note of that, I'm safe. If they don't, I'm lost. I want to tell you, my friend, God's word is, when I see the blood, that's the scarlet line in the window. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Not when I see how well you've lived, though we should seek to live as holy as we can by the grace of God. Not when I see how much you've given, though we should give as liberally as we can to the work of God. Not when I see how many souls you've won, though we should seek to win as many as we can to the Son of God. But when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Our hope is in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. If God can look at us without the blood, we're damned without a hope. But God can't do that to any person who has ever come to the Lord Jesus to receive Him as personal Savior. He can't do it. He says, I do see the blood. Put your trust in the blood of God's Lamb. Hide your soul under the virtue and the value of the sacrifice of God's Lamb. And I, says Jehovah, I will pass over you. It's a lovely statement the Lord gives there. I heard a preacher years ago, and I, as a young preacher, since I respected this preacher so much, I accepted the accuracy of what he was saying. He said, it means I will stand guard over you. Well, no doubt that's true, but it's actually not what it means at all. You remember when Elijah stood on Mount Carmel and he asked the people of Israel, how long halt ye between two opinions? The word halt, when we talk about someone who has a halting gait, it means they're limping. They're walking unevenly. One leg is shorter than the other. That sort of idea. And that's the challenge of Elijah to the people. How long are you limping? How long are you halting between two opinions? That's the word the Lord uses in Exodus 12. When I see the blood, I will walk with uneven stride. The picture is of God with His angel going through the land of Egypt, placing the great foot of judgment on every home of every Egyptian. But the picture is also there is a home covered by the blood. I will make sure not to let the foot of judgment fall there. I will halt. I will walk with uneven stride. I will pass over you. I will pass over you. Giving, of course, the great feast of Passover, when God passed over people who were worthy of judgment, but they were covered by the blood. Men and women, I want to tell you today, that scarlet line of Jesus' blood is our only hope. I want to ask you, have you ever got to Calvary? Have you ever got to the cross? Don't try to stand before God as a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Protestant or a Roman Catholic or whatever you may choose. Do not try to stand before God in the merits of how much you've given, how much you've worked. No, no, those things will be a passport to hell. But oh, when you stand before God saying, I have no merit save that of Christ. I have no argument but the argument made by the blood of the Lamb on my behalf. Then says he, I'll pass over you. That was Rahab's hope. Was not disappointed. There must have been one almighty miracle in Jericho. Because you see, the walls of Jericho, contrary to the Negro spiritual, did not come tumbling down. If the walls of Jericho had come tumbling down, Israel would have had a mighty hard job ever reaching the people inside. For they were massive double walls. The walls of Jericho sank down into the ground. I find it fascinating, though archaeologists dispute and discuss these things, and you would think that you'd heard the last word when you read one of them and you realize that they've only been giving you their own fancies and foibles. But I found it very interesting when I visited the site of Jericho. Only once was I able to get inside the wire. I don't know why. The guides brought us right up where there was an excavation where obviously an entire wall, still intact, had sunk right down into the ground. Not only so, but where what had been wood was now charcoal because it had been burned with fire. I don't suppose you're supposed to do it, but we were allowed on that occasion to poke some of the charcoal out. And some experts reckon, I think with good justification, that the dating is from the day of Joshua. Just think of the walls sinking down into the ground. But there's one part of the wall that doesn't sink. There's one part that stands. God was not leaving it to any chance that Rahab would be overlooked. Oh, there was the line in the window. And they saw the line. And I have no doubt that those men made sure they were at that particular part of the wall when the crucial moment came. But in the event, there was no chance that Rahab could be mistaken or her house could be mistaken, because it was the only one left standing. Her hope was not disappointed. The day is coming, my friend, when this world is going to burn. The day is coming when all the great structures of man are going to fall. A day when mighty men will fall. Great buildings will fall. Great empires will fall. Every bondman and every free man will be looking for a place to hide from the curse and wrath of the Lamb of God. I want to tell you, in that day, not one believer in Jesus Christ will fall. Not one. The hope of the Christian will never be disappointed. The prophet Isaiah says that he that believes will not be ashamed. He will not be put to shame. Our hope will never be disappointed. Certainly, when we look at Rahab, we see a beautiful picture of what God promises to us. She was saved or pardoned. It's interesting. There are two great writers on the subject of justification in the New Testament. One is Paul and one is James. Paul speaks of how to obtain justification by faith. And he says, Rahab's an example of that. Hebrews 11:31. James speaks of justification and how it is proven by a faith that produces the fruit of works. And again, he uses Rahab as an example. In the voice of two witnesses then, this great truth is established. This woman was really saved. She wasn't just saved out of Jericho, she was saved out of hell. She was pardoned. She was justified by grace through faith. A faith that was so real that it produced godly works. But not only that, she was accepted. This is one of the most amazing things in the whole Old Testament. Throughout the Old Testament, throughout the Bible, any time Rahab is mentioned, there are two ways in which the name Rahab is used. She's always Rahab, and associated with that, she's the harlot. The name Rahab is also used in Scripture as a description of the land of Egypt. Now, that's not a very flattering thing. If you had your name used to describe Sodom, for instance, you wouldn't think that it was a very flattering thing for you. So, that's the picture of Rahab by nature. And yet, when God pardoned her, He just didn't say, and the Israelites just didn't say, well, now, we have saved you from Jericho. We're going to make you a servant. We're going to make you a slave. They could have done that, but they didn't. No, they accepted her. And we find Joshua 6:25, she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day. Not only did they accept her, but they exalted her. They exalted her. She came into Israel. She was no longer Rahab the harlot. She was no longer Rahab the Canaanitess. She was Rahab, whom God had saved by an act of stupendous grace. God had pardoned and God had accepted into the company of His people. And therefore, according to Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, she was the mother of Boaz, the husband of Ruth. She was one of the great, you get a few greats in there, grandmothers of David. She was in the line of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.